where you were, Kyrie?
To be honest, yeah, I didn't really have high expectations of going and having a job. I didn't know where a lot of teams were wanting to take me, and I always told my agent, "Don't tell me anything. Anything you hear, keep it to yourself." So actually, I was surprised it came out.
Why were his expectations so low? Was it the team record, or why did he not want to know? Yeah.
Can you repeat the question? You can't hear you.
She was just asking, why were your expectations so low? Was it, do you think, because of your team's record, or what do you attribute that to?
Just a bad record coming out of college. Didn't really have high numbers coming out. Didn't really just stand out in a bunch of group of the class of defensive tackles that came out this year. So I just those type of things.
Had he talked with anyone? Packers, did he have a sense they were interested in it?
Did you talk to anybody from the Packers, or did you have a sense that they may be interested in you?
I have no, I haven't. Not since I played about at the NFLPA game, I haven't talked to anybody, so I did not have any idea.
What happened with your first college choice?
Florida State didn't qualify in high school, didn't have the grades. Well, I didn't register with the clearinghouse until the second half of my senior year, so I didn't have the grades to qualify, and I didn't get qualified in time.
So that was Florida State, you said?
Yes, sir.
Kyrie, there's another story then that, did you go to South Florida and then their academic committee didn't let you in?
Yes, sir.
What was that like to go through then when you want to play college football and you've got two schools that prevent you from getting the opportunity?
It was a process. That's when I learned college football was all. It was more of a business than anything. I look back at it. I don't have any regrets from it right now. I look back on it and look at it as a blessing. Everything happens for Southern Miss. Met some great guys. Met some great coaches. Learned a lot of things. Learned a lot of experience. Learned a lot of football. So I won't take anything back I've been through. It doesn't bother me. To me, it made me a stronger person.
What did he learn about himself during that 22-game losing streak?
That if you push through, a lot of people love a better position you're in. If you push through and fight to the end, you'll have great rewards. I felt like I had the opportunity to play college football, and a lot of times when I used to go home, people always admired me. Other kids looked up to me, and people would say they'd get it right on and be in my position. So every day, every game, when I'm going through that process, I just looked at it as a blessing. So I played as hard as I could until you never know when football can be taken away from me.
You were a team captain. What do you tell the other guys to try and keep their heads up during that time?
I just tell the guys, the eye in the sky never lies. And, no matter if you're down 40 or up 40, play hard to the whistle, and then hopefully somebody will see you.
What was your best game either last year, either because of the opponents or just your overall production? What was the best game you had?
I would say Arkansas.
And why is that? What'd you do?
Because we came in there. Everybody expected us to lose about 50 points. The SEC team, all the hype around them, and people thought we were just going to go in and get ran over. In actuality, they only scored 7 points a quarter, and they ran the ball 50 times that game. So it was more so hype. They kind of excited me. That was my level of play.
When you guys finally won a game, you're on the sideline with a leg injury. How tough was that?
Sir?
You just said when you guys finally won a game, you were on the sideline with a leg injury. How difficult was that?
I mean, it was hard, but I was happy because we didn't lose all our games. We had we were trying to bring back. We were trying to bring back the tradition, the winning tradition of Southern Miss. So I was kind of glad to be part of a win. I was a little disappointed that I couldn't play in and be a part of it, but that's still my teammates, that's still my team, and I felt like I was the leader. Because after the win, everybody walked up to me, gave me a hug. Everybody told me they were proud of me, and they got the win for me. So, I mean, it was a bittersweet moment. It was joy to me.
Kyrie, did you grow up watching Julius Peppers or B.J. Raji at all?
I grew up watching Julius Peppers.
What did you think watching him growing up?
I thought he was a freak, an animal. A player that size, that caliber, can do anything he wants on the football field if he may put his mind to it and put in the work.
It's going to be pretty cool playing with him now?
Oh, yes. Of course. I look at it as a great opportunity to learn from one of the best. A vet, a leader. A lot of people look at the Julius Peppers because he's a proven player.
Couple more.
I'm sorry. How old are you, and who's your agent?
Ma'am?
She was asking how old you are and who is your agent.
24 and Rodney Edwards.
You had a big week at that All-Star game, it sounds like. How big a week was that for you, too? You know, to impress the Skulls after such a tough, you know, 2 years of losing.
As I was saying, it was great for me. I didn't get put in that last game. It was an opportunity to get back on the football field because I felt like I didn't even know when I got hurt that was going to be my last game or not. So going to the All-Star game, I had a chip on my shoulder. I felt like I had to go out there and play harder and play more to the best of my ability because I felt like it gave me an opportunity to showcase my talent.
What does it mean to go from Southern Miss to an NFL team that has Super Bowl aspirations, going to win a lot of games?
It means a lot. I mean, I love winning, no doubt about it. Winning to me is the second nature to me. No matter what the situation is, if I can make an impact for us to win, and then I would think that would be a good thing.